SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something they're not comfortable doing.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
When I'm tasting another woman and feeling her respond to me and feeling her clit grow in my mouth and feeling her get all wet, and it just makes me so hot.
Episode 43.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And oh my God. Damn, baby, that was hot.
Oh yeah. I know. I've had this naughty permigrin on my face all day.
I remember you.
My cheeks hurt.
You were that girl who was moaning in ecstasy last night.
And this morning.
God
really
damn.
Big time this morning.
Well, let's tell everyone what happened.
We had some visitors. We met them at Desire. You may have heard us talking about them.
J&L.
Well, they came to California to visit.
You know what?
Us.
I think we can go ahead and say their names because they said their own names many times in the interviews that are coming up. So it's,
okay.
It's, did they? But yeah, and it can get confusing because it's John and Laura. He's another John. And
yeah.
Laura, so you'll want to listen closely because sometimes she'll say, and then John did this, and you may think
it's you, but yeah. it's really her husband.
Right.
That was
sometimes I wish it was me she was talking about, you know, but yeah.
Well, they came to visit us and to spend the New Year's with us.
We decided to go spend New Year's with John and Allie sometime in early November, was it? But a couple months after we booked it, leading up to it, there were a few times that we thought, we're fucking crazy for doing this. So we did. People at our club thought, you know, when they asked us if we were going to be at our club for New Year's Eve, we would say no. Our pat answer was that we were going to go visit the couple that helped us
pop our swinger cherry. As we could. Very
wide-eyed reactions from people that were like, oh.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay.
Which fueled our...
Fueled our anticipation of the whole thing. And
our wondering if we were crazy.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, are they thinking we're nuts?
And we drove to a club a couple hours away.
Yeah, last night we drove to a club. We went to the hotel first. And got all ready. I mean, we had a couple hour drive, so that was nice talking.
Kind of getting reacquainted with them because...
Right.
We talked about them before on a previous episode. Number something or other.
But from the first time that we saw them and I hugged them and all I could think was, we're going to get naked. When are we getting naked? I was
highly charged,
and in the back of my mind, really, that's all I could think of, and nervous energy was taking me elsewhere. We hung out for a little bit, waiting for John to be ready. She told us he had nicked himself with...
Several times.
A crappy razor.
Said he was trying to stop the bleeding.
And I just want to interject here that I nicked my face, not my balls.
So we drove in, and the fence all around it made me feel like I was entering a, you know. Didn't they have a security guy? Yeah, they have a security guy at the front.
Yeah.
It's
gravel road entry. It's right on the edge of the highway.
So we get
in there.
I decided to wear my red dress. I like that dress.
With the red dress on.
Yeah. Several people that would walk by me.
That is a hot dress.
Lady in red. So they went on the tour with us. That was cool. And the whole time we were doing the tour, especially when we were going back through the playrooms, I was looking at each one and imagining us in that room and trying to decide which room would be the best room to be in. And it's all I could think of.
We got out dancing. I mean, it was kind of great in a way, you know. We didn't have to, we knew we were going to play with John and Laura, and we didn't have to, like,
scope around.
Yeah, we could just go in
and enjoy
the all the things around the club, dancing and the atmosphere, and not have to look around and say, okay, who we're going to play with. We knew it. And we got a little dirty on the dance floor.
So we went out to the dance floor and started dancing. And at first it was, they were dancing beside us and we were dancing beside them and together but separate. And I remember coming up behind John and he and Allie were dancing. And he just kind of flipped around and we started kissing right there. And I was very, very turned on the dance floor, kissing him. And somehow we managed to wind up on a bar stool beside the dance floor, John and I.
Somehow?
Somehow. Details are mucky, whether I had to sit down because I was swooning so much, which I think is the way it really happened.
We sat in the bar stool. He crouched down and lifted your dress, that beautiful red dress.
When John was going down on me at that bar stool, what were you guys doing? Because I threw my head back and did the tunnel vision. I had no clue what else was going on around me at that point, which I do pretty easily.
Allie and I were dancing.
He came over toward us, right? Started dancing in and up towards us.
We were only 6 or 7 feet away from you in the beginning.
Right, I know, but you got closer, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember feeling that you were closer to us.
We weren't dancing that close. We were stroking your shoulders. I said something like, oh, look at John go. He doesn't waste any time. You know, Allie was just like, yeah.
Yeah, and I was getting hot, and Laura started taking my clothes off. She took my I had like a sweater, and then she took my shirt off on the dance floor, and we were dancing together, and you and John.
Yeah, we were grinding our legs all together, and
I was getting super turned on. Well, at one point, I think Laura went to get a drink or freshen up to the bathroom or something, and then it was just you and me and John dancing, and I kind of leaned and whispered in your ear, and I was like, turn your ass to him, because I thought he was going to kind of walk off the dance floor. I wanted
him to stay.
Yeah, and you started grinding your ass up against...
And y'all sandwiched me in there.
Uh-huh.
I was sandwiched in by you two guys. God, that was turning me on. Y'all were so close and just sandwiching me in, and we were moving, grinding to the beat of the music.
Taking turns rubbing your pussy.
God, I love that.
Yeah, it was hot. And then she came back.
And I saw her in the corner of my eyes walking up in her sexy red dress that she had on. Oh, my God.
It was slit up the back all the way to her ass.
Yeah.
And she's a very tall girl, and I love that.
And it was a very sexy dress. So I saw her dress, the corner of my eye. So I just leaned my hand back to, like, pull her in, you know, to her little sandwich. So basically, we were doing a lot of vertical fucking on the dance floor, getting all hot and bothered, making our way to the playrooms.
And when we got back to the playrooms, we decided to go into
the mirrored room first.
They call it an infinity room because, the walls are mirrors, the ceilings are mirrors. You know, of course, the mattress is a mattress, but...
And it's like a cubby area, you know, it's kind of secluded in a way, you know.
So if you were to peek in and look at four people in there, it might look like there were 20 people in there.
Yeah, it's wild.
Because of the mirrors. But, you know, when we played before, it was their first time to play with somebody to the extent that they played with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And so
And she was focused on
you
being the, you know, seeing her bisexuality
right
come out or something.
Yeah,
explore that.
Well, so she explored me that night.
Yeah,
very nicely.
What last night?
Very nicely. Yes. Yeah, I mean, she. I love the attention that she gave me. She was kissing me and touching me.
So how did we start off in the mirror room, the infinity room?
I think John started going down on you, and I started going.
Did he?
I wanted to get to her pussy, and I was going down on her for a good while.
John is between my legs, and you are between Allie's legs, and Allie and I were laying side by side with the two of you going down on us. And we started kissing and touching each other, and John was just ravaging my pussy. You look like you
first,
were...
For the first of many times.
Yeah. You look like you were doing the same down there. And at one point, Allie said, look at her. Look at our bodies. And the ceiling had mirrors. The walls had mirrors. Everything had a mirror.
At one point, we were kind of like in a little circle.
That was the ironic thing. That was the same room that we had played with a couple.
Our second episode.
Yeah, where we got our logo idea.
Because of the position.
Because of the position we were in. And
in
then,
that particular and, yeah, mirrored room.
In that same room. And we got into that same position, and they knew that that's my favorite position.
And we could look up at the ceiling.
And what it mirrors. is was the two girls were in a 69, and you were on the bottom.
I got to be on the bottom again. Yeah. I like that spot.
And I was fucking you, and she was sucking my cock, and I guess you were doing the same thing on the other end.
Yeah.
And I would take my cock out of your pussy, and she would lick it, and she would take it with her hand and stick it back in you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wasn't it, there was that, a lot of times I would just like glance up at the ceiling, just say, look guys, just look.
It was, I you would say that? But I'm sorry, baby.
I don't think anybody looked.
I didn't.
I had the perfect vantage point.
I had the perfect vantage point. The perfect vantage point was between my legs, was fucking your pussy.
It was like
and
I
her,
was watching a porn movie
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, her like, head on my cock. That was the perfect vantage point.
Yeah, but having the mirrors was like a live porno movie that I was in, that I was watching.
Because you could see probably me and her down at the end and everything.
Then there, and you guys were sucking me. I mean, I was, you know.
Yeah.
And on it too, we're all. It was cool.
And I looked up and it was just you guys, sexy asses, and our bodies all splayed out. It was wow. We did that for a long while, and then Allie said, "John, you need to fuck me." And John jumped over to Allie. He jumped over to me. We were side by side, and I kept reaching out, touching Allie, touching John. He was fucking really hard. So hard that, like, I was trying to grab his ass, and that's when he was doing the triple quad slap, you called it? The three or four fast strokes with a slap at the end. And it wasn't a slap like a spank your ass slap, it was a...
Thighs against ass.
Thighs against ass. Hard enough to make the noise, you know, so it was like
no,
it's quite a rhythm.
It was a hard thrust into her and slapped into her ass and then did a little stutter thrust after the first. And that vibratory ass.
Watching his ass just crank, it was wild.
And we got to do a lot more of girl on girl stuff this time, like lying on top of each other and caressing each other, and
you girls were all over each other, and you were all over both of us guys.
I know,
equally.
You guys, we had so much fun. I was so turned on when we would give you guys double blowjobs. Was that one time when she said, "You lick this side and I'll get this side and we'll meet at the middle. And we would do that where I would go lick the side of your shaft and she would lick the side of your shaft and we would meet right at the head of your penis.
Mm-hmm.
And we would kiss and our tongues would kind of touch and we would be like sucking your penis.
That
tip.
Was hot. And it all the while, you know, I love the eye contact. And there was, you know, lots of times when you were looking at me, and there were lots of times when she was looking at me, but there was maybe one or two times when it just so happened that you both, it wasn't planned, you both just looked up at me. And I was just so turned on by that.
Oh, we were sucking your dick.
Yeah, and you both, like, looked up at me at the same time. I had these, like, two sets of eyes staring at me, you know, with their tongues on my dick, and it was really hot, and it wasn't timed, it wasn't planned, it was just like a spontaneous thing, and it was just, it was really erotic.
As I'm trying to remember details about things, I have like flashbacks. I know that after John took the galley up there and he fucked me, that I'm down on John and I remember tasting it all over his car. And that, yeah, and she did that to you, and that was hot. Like, I was tasting all of her all over him. Like, if I had that Gene Simmons tongue, and I could fuck her with my tongue, it was like that going down on him, because all her. So we left the club after numerous orgasms and sweaty sessions and
that long 5 mile drive.
Yeah, 5 mile drive back to the hotel. We went into our room.
I was on top of you, and
she was on my face.
And she was on my face,
and
he
we
was
were fucking
facing
reverse.
Me, and he was up against me. And he was kind of lifting me down onto your cock.
And then she got around behind me.
And kissing me. And she got around behind you.
And she said that.
Once again, I can't remember how we got there. But it's high on my list of favorite memories. And I was behind John, inspired by the episode where another woman climbs behind him. And I realized once I got there that I could wrap my legs around him from behind and feel his spine on my clit. And instead of
going down on Ellie.
Yeah.
He was kissing her, sucking her neck, squeezing her tits off.
And I was grinding my pussy into his back.
And I was fucking her with my tongue.
And then they started fucking. And instead of holding on like I had been, I went back on the bed while they were, Allie was on the edge of the bed and you were holding her, supporting her so she wouldn't fall off the bed. And you were playing with her front and kissing her, and I was grinding into John's back, and the way I had my legs wrapped around, it was like I was fucking too. I got very wet. I remember drenching John's back. I was masturbating on his lower lumbar. To every stroke that he gave Allie was just stroking into me, and I was stroking into him.
I was getting sexy butterflies in my stomach all night at different times.
What do you mean
by
that?
Just, I don't know what I mean by it. Just seeing everyone just gelling and just grooving together so well. I just thought, I wonder.
You wonder what?
I know, I say for the full swap thing, I'll never say never.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always just thought that was so with the way we go out and the way we go to clubs, and we don't have the friends that we hang out with, and we don't do the online dating thing.
Meaning that most of the time we meet a couple and it's like the first time we've met them, and we play and then we have our fun, and then that's the last time we ever see them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought, I don't know. I was just maybe just turned on.
You were feeling like you wanted to fuck him, I think.
Yeah, maybe I was. I was just definitely feeling the energy. And I thought I was fucking him. I felt like I was fucking him. We had some major connections. But something about not doing it made it sexy, too. Just love that feeling. Just, you know.
You tease.
No. It's not like that. It's just, I was comfortable with both of them. You were comfortable with them. We all just kind of grooved with everything and knew what each other wanted and knew and felt comfortable exploring each other together and without any worries or thoughts. And I was able to really let go. And I felt a little selfish there at times because I had multiple orgasms.
That's great. I love to see you turned on. Why do you feel selfish? What do you mean you felt selfish?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel that way because I know, you know, the girl can have multiple.
Right. You should. Why not?
I know I have. Yeah, why not? But also it's great not having to think, not having to worry, and just completely it was easier to let go. It's basically what I'm saying.
Baby, you should not even worry about that. You should have as many orgasms as you possibly can and have as much fun as you can.
I did. That's what I'm telling you. Exactly what I did.
When we say goodnight to them, we fucked like rabbits for another, I don't know how long. You were a maniac. Then we passed out.
And I told them, as I was kissing them goodnight, I told Laura, I was like, you know, good night, but come show up naked in the morning.
Come to our door naked.
Come to our door naked in the morning and let's resume the party. They'd been up for 24 hours plus and playing. And then when we got up this morning, I was impatient.
Yeah.
I mean, I was horny. And I didn't really think that they were going to come over. I thought it was just something that we just kind of said as just kind of like a, you know, a thing or whatever. And you and I had sex again.
Yeah.
And I was laying there wondering if they were awake. And I tried to call. It rang and rang and rang. And I thought, oh shit, they're asleep. And it was what, like 10:15 at this point. And we had to check out by noon.
And then just as we finished, get this knock on the door. I thought it was going to be like the
room service or maids or something.
Yeah, telling us to get out. You know, time to wake up and clear out of here.
Or shh. Yeah. Being too loud.
But it was our friends, John and Laura, and they brought us coffee and they came in the room. And they're like, sorry, we're not naked, but we're here.
Well, we bring coffee. Yeah.
And after a few sips of coffee,
they also had a feather.
Yeah, and they were frisky and ready to play. And so I got up, excused myself, and took a shower. Because you and I had just played around. And
I was total veg. I was total, like, chilled out on the bed. Just laying there, you know, just been fucked.
I know.
And feeling kind of just chilling.
He made some quip about getting the party started or something.
Expecting the party to be started.
Yeah, when he got out. And so I waited a minute or two and climbed on the bed with Allie. And I was stroking her, caressing her side. She was so soft.
So when I got in the shower, I started getting in the shower because I had just came. And I wanted to get it up again. So I got in the shower and I turned the lights off in there. And
you
closed
the lights off?
Yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah, and I closed my eyes and I just started thinking about, oh, what if I go in there and, you know, the three of them are, you know, you're already in a threesome with them. And I started thinking about what that would look like and what that would be like.
While you were taking a shower?
Yeah, and I used that to get turned on again.
I felt like I wasn't sure if she was up for it still, you know? And like I wanted to know that it was okay, and I wasn't getting that. And I don't know if it's because she was still sleepy or, you know, post-orgasm. I don't want to, like, assume anything. Still, even though I know that that's why we're there, I want to know that that's what she wants, you know? So John comes out of the shower and says...
And I came out there, out of the bathroom, and you guys were still sitting on the bed.
Yeah, we were talking. They were rubbing my leg, and she was rubbing my arm. He was rubbing my leg. And you made some comment like, y'all are still dressed.
I said, yeah, I'm disappointed in you three.
Well, I didn't have my pants on, but I did have my shirt on. So they took my shirt off, and then they had this big black feather. They were rubbing the feather down my body. And then she went down on me. We laid, we cuddled.
And I slid my way down her body and got between her legs. I was really, really getting into her. She tasted so good. Probably a lot of John mixed with her. And she was wet. I remember playing with the feather up and down her top half while I was licking her and stuff like that. Sliding my tongue between her lips. I got really wrapped up in that. And I remember you taking the feather from me. And so I quit moving the feather after a little bit. And so you were rubbing her and me with the feather while I was going down on her. And John asked... Oh, Allie had said that John needed to join us. Or that the guys needed to join us more, something like that. And John said, no, I just want to sit here and watch you guys. And watch you enjoy yourself. And then he asked if he could take pictures. Pulled the camera out.
And you got the camera. Because John also was going down on me as well. And she was kissing me. And I was sucking his dick. I mean, yeah, you were taking pictures. And she was there too, sucking my tits. And helping me suck his dick.
Right.
And he was eating my pussy and she was kissing me and we were sucking his dick. And he was on top of me in a 69 eating my pussy. And I just really came.
That was one of the strongest orgasms I've ever... You were vocal. Very vocal.
I knew I was just coming just all over his face.
She was all red and flushed and... She was telling you to come in her face. You couldn't do that. It's just not in your nature.
She
came all over your face, though. When I'm tasting another woman and feeling her respond to me and feeling her clit grow in my mouth and feeling her get all wet, and it just makes me... so hot, I can't. It's like I'm making myself come when I do it.
And then I got on top of you and fucked you. Because I was completely turned on by that, watching that.
Yeah. I needed it. Oh.
And then they fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And she was holding on to me while she was getting it from behind. And that was like... We talked about that a little bit later in the car, but she was like holding on to me and kissing you and kissing me and kissing you and kissing me while she was getting fucked from behind. And I could feel her coming. And I had already came, you know, I was just the coolest thing because I could just like feel her body coming.
Yeah.
And still be a part of it, you know. Even though I wasn't really doing anything for her, but just being there and holding her. and kissing her.
Right, and he did that with me during the night. I think it was back at the hotel. Hi, just a reminder for you guys to join us at Swingfest 2008. It's July 31st, 2008, and it is the party of the year. Information is on our website at swingercast.com. Come join us.
And a very big thank you to Ben, who is a very generous contributor to the show. Without your help, we would not have been able to put out this show because our dear old mixer died and we had to replace it. And so a big thank you for supporting the show.
Thanks, Ben.
And so, baby, I think we're coming to the end.
It's not the end. Oh, boy. It's the end of this episode, but we had a fun-filled 3 nights and a day of wild, erotic sex with this couple. And that was just the pre-New Year's Eve stuff.
We really got wild on New Year's, so we'll cut that together and bring it to you soon.
Thank you, John and Laura, for sending us the audio. And thank you, John and Laura, for sending your sexy selves to celebrate New Year's with us.
And thanks for listening to the end. And I want to share with you that we put up some of the hot pictures from that morning on our website, in our forum, in the gallery.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy workouts.
And one.
And two. And three. Oh, you can do it. Keep it up. Keep it up. Oh. You're almost there. You're almost there.
In. Out.
In. Out. In. Out. Oh, yeah.
Up. Down. Up.
I see those muscles. Oh, yeah. If I had a penis, if I had a dick, I would want two girls totally kissing on it and sucking on it and kissing each other and sucking it.
Well, there might be one thing that might be better than that.
What?
Three girls.
I don't know. I think the logistics on that would kind of make it.
There's always room for one more, baby.
I don't know. I think two is just right.
No.
There would be noses. Fun, you know,
two's company, three's a crowd.
Three's a crowd, yeah, for a triple blowjob.
Well, in my dreams.
There's got to be some kind of word of that state that you're in, and you can't make your sentences and words go right, and you're just on like a floating cloud, and you just completely sexually satisfied and feeling just naughty and comfy and warm and fuzzy, tingly all over.
I don't know what you call it, but I like seeing it on your face.
Mm-hmm.